Hello and welcome to the Two Men, Many Voices podcast with me, James Allen, and Harry Stacchini. This is the podcast where each week we give a different topic a voice of its own. And in the words of our Italian compadre, Gennaro Gattuso,
sometimes it may be good, sometimes it may be shit.
We're going to give it a go.
As ever. A weekly Wednesday.
Exactly. So this week is all about guilty pleasures and why people necessarily have guilty pleasures. For some people, the term guilty pleasures might be a bit incorrect, because what's guilty about liking something that you may not want to admit to other people?
I think a guilty pleasure and a fetish could be fairly blurred.
The same thing. Killing.
As you've quite recently explained to your party, it's Patrick Bateman.
Yeah, killing is really a grey area.
This was your topic as well, you chose
it was. Just because I'm interested to see what people like that necessarily other people won't like, or why they're so hesitant to bring them forward and admit why they like it. Because, you know, someone you work with or someone you know might like that thing, and hey, you could build a friendship over it.
I think, as Osho once said, you want a lady in the street but a freak in the bed. I said, yeah. you weren't expecting that when I...
Take that, rewind it back. James Allen's got the chat to make your...
Booty go. Yeah. That's it. It's abandoned fetishes.
Exactly.
And we're on to Osho lyrics for the next 29 minutes. Do you know, you remind me of a girl that I once knew.
Really?
Do you not know that Osho song?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. Well.
It's not started well.
No, it's not.
Sorry, Osho.
No. That's what we like to start our podcast, mainly with a 10-second silence, just to remember all the comedians that have died on podcasts before.
Fun fact about Osho, never an actual Osho. Church.
Best man.
Yeah, never.
But never actually ushed.
Always the usher, but never the...
yeah.
The ushed.
Ush.
Exactly. So, guilty pleasures. I'd say... I think for me, it might have stemmed from, like, school days where you liked something, but you worried that if you brought it into the fray, then...
There's an element of judgment that's going to come with it and shunning.
Ironically, not with the band The Fray. They were very popular when I was in primary school. But yeah, I think, like, there's that element of...
They were.
And
what was their tune? How to Save a Life, that was it, yeah.
Yep.
Step one, you say we need to talk. There we go, see. This is now turned into a Christmas party.
Exactly.
Of two. Pissed in the taxi on the way home.
You don't like us, mate?
You're not, aren't you? I know we haven't got on over the sales conference, but you're right.
Yeah, you're different outlook. You know what I mean? It's just different flavor.
Be like that more.
Yeah.
Someone said to me at a party, to which I replied. So
really? Someone said be like that more?
Yeah. Your breath smells of vodka.
So, be just be an alcoholic.
Yeah, exactly.
Be pissed. Who said that to you?
Someone I used to work with.
They said be, because you were drunk, they said be like that more.
Yeah.
God, that's like... I suppose it's not a bad thing.
I think it was misinterpreted.
Like, yeah.
But at the same time, come on.
Yeah.
Get your arm off me. again.
We work together. It doesn't mean I fucking lost you.
I think that's why, there's an element of fear involved with...
A guilty pleasure.
Yes, not wanting to be like, oh, I don't want to admit that I like a certain subject in case someone berates you for it. Which has happened a few times.
I'm going to think, my guilty pleasures, nothing's springing to mind that's overly, you know. And
you could maybe have one for, like, I feel like music's, like, so for example, you may be the biggest fan of metal music, but have a soft spot for disco.
Okay. So, yeah, you're saying it shouldn't match... It's a guilty pleasure because it doesn't probably match what on the surface they show.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Or it's something that you're heavily interested in but wouldn't be able to, like...
Pursue.
Talk to people
right.
about at length.
I think if this episode does go anywhere, I think it's more going to be in touch with people who have like sexual fetishes.
Your guilty pleasure, like everyone might love Coronation Street. Excuse me, I like doctors.
Wow.
You'd be hard pressed to find a hardcore doctors fan, to be fair.
And you're a fan?
No, but.
Oh, right, that was your case example. Surely that just shows unemployment if you're watching doctors.
Yeah, that's a good point. Series link.
Either that, if you're on shift work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of shift people love.
Probably a doctor.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. The last thing I want to come home to is people acting out my job badly.
Yeah, I know. My dad was a police officer, and there was a joke that was always thrown around in our house that he never watched the bill for the simple fact he thought no crime could get solved in an hour. And that is like screaming at the telly.
That's funny.
You wouldn't do that. You just wouldn't do that. So, yeah. Guilty pleasures, though.
Yeah, do you have any?
Nothing that's like really. Definitely, I can categorically say nothing sexual.
No.
I'm like a rich tea, you know, just very basic. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, nothing that really springs to mind. I would say maybe music-wise, I like cheesy stuff, but nothing that's too scandalous, you know.
You've not got a collection of cheeky girls vinyls?
No, I've had a bit of... if I'm out and like Venga Boys comes on, I love that. I'll give that a crack. But I'm nothing too explicit, really, or even that you go, oh God, you know. I'm that's what I mean. I'm just quite. I like what I like.
Okay, Harris Tacchini. I like what I like.
Not even just a two-dimensional man.
Literally.
Yeah, shallow as a puddle.
Literally a shape. I can't see him when he turns sideways.
Yeah, that's a bit like Victoria Beckham.
There you go.
But yeah, what about you, James?
Glad you asked, mate.
Here we go. I was wondering why you're coming in a gym suit.
just undone the zip. My guilty pleasure, but I don't know, because I found people that like it, which is good now. But my guilty pleasure is American sport. That includes American football, baseball, basketball. Ice hockey,
a plethora.
NASCAR.
Really?
A plethora.
I can't even imagine you at the NASCAR. Someone going like, "Give up the fucking beans!"
Mate,
oh jolly.
Maybe not so much now. But
go faster.
I used to love watching. Hey guys.
Yeah. Isn't it warm?
Can we silence the engine a tiny bit? Just for me. An expat. I just love it. I love everything.
Really?
To the point where it overtakes British sport and circumstances for me.
Really? What was the first initial draw then? Because that's, I'll be honest, out of, like, I know I said I was pretty, like, a rich tea, very bland. I feel that that is not necessarily, like, that doesn't surprise me that you like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you. If I were a biscuit, maybe a variety bag of foxes?
Oh, a tray? I think you're pushing it there, mate.
Okay.
If anything, if it was to be a variety pack, I think it would be a supermarket branded one. I don't think it would be a Foxy's.
That's all right. Yeah, I don't mind.
I mean,
because Aldi's dark chocolate digestives are nicer than McVitie's,
and very popular with the larger community around them.
Thanks, mate.
I don't know, what's happened for the first 9 minutes?
Just a subtle dig at me there.
James is now seething as he eats his thumbnail.
I'm not going to eat one now. I had like an American football game on like the PlayStation when I was younger. And I think it's the amalgamation of things, like being exposed to like... So have you seen the film Like Mike?
That had... Is it Little Bow Wow?
Yeah, Little Bow Wow. Yeah. He's now just called Bow Wow because he's grown up.
Yeah, that's...
Not adult Bow Wow.
Bow Wow.
Or Log.
What's that thinking about Bow Wow? What am I thinking of? Mow Wow. Them sweets.
Mowam. Mowam.
Mowam.
Mowam, I think.
I thought it was Mow Wow.
I'm sure it's Mowam.
If anyone's tuning in now...
No, I'm certain.
You guys go, Mow Wow.
I'm certain it's Mowam.
I thought it was Mow... Yeah, okay, but...
But,
Like Mike.
Yeah, Like Mike, a great film. He sees Michael Jordan's basketball shoes on electrical wire, gets electrocuted, gains the ability of
Jordan's basketball abilities.
Yeah.
If anything, it's a bit of a rip of Jimmy Grimble.
I'd say better.
Really?
Mawam. M-A-O-A-M. Mawam.
Mawam.
What does Mawam stand for, I hear you ask?
But the... Hang on. I think that's a tad rash to say it's better than Jimmy Grimble.
Do you know why it is? Because I've never seen Jimmy Grimble.
It's good, man. It's good.
Is Sean Bean in it?
I don't think he is. Ray Winston is.
Oh,
Ray
yeah.
Ray Winston plays the dad. And his name's Harry, isn't it? And then you've got... I can't think who... Oh, this is... what's the Scottish guy? Robert
Carlyle.
He's in it. He plays the PE teacher.
Is it a man where he plays for Man City?
Yeah, well, yeah. You're basically like a kid that goes to a comprehensive in Manchester, shit at football, and then finds a pair of old football boots that apparently belong to an ex-City legend, wears them, and then instantly becomes great at football. But he's, like, bullied at school and all the rest of it. And then when he starts getting good at football, he gets picked up and he goes to City, and then they play against Manchester schoolboys, and then obviously the boots go missing, and then Jimmy has to get a new pair of boots from the shop, and he's like, can I do it, can I not do it? But, you know, I hate to ruin the film for you guys, but the magic is not in the boots. It's Jimmy's self-belief that gets him through the narrative.
Yeah.
But,
which is a five-year-old or a seven-year-old, when you watch that, you're like...
Yeah, why not? I usually get football boots every season and think I could run faster than an Uber.
I got them just on the basis effect. That everyone else, I don't know.
Really?
Couldn't play football.
Did you ever have the Adidas ones with the tongue strap, the elastic band? You never had that?
I never could have had Umbros.
Oh.
But if you want to hear my article, I wrote an article on my top five favourite football boots.
An article? Where did that go?
It went into there's a podcast I listened to.
That's more of a guilty pleasure than
American football. Well, I could get onto my football shirt obsession, but I won't.
We're diving into this game.
I want to focus on broadly Atlantic sport. A lot of other things, like my friend had like an ice hockey game, and I was like, this is amazing because you can legally fight each other. And I was like...
On the game?
And in ice hockey as well, you can...
I thought they've stopped that now.
No.
They call it dropping gloves. And
you can still fight. And then when I met my dad, we bonded over ice hockey, and then we just found out we support the same team. I was like, oh my God, no way. And then having like... It was called ESPN America at the time, or NASN it was called, and it had like baseball on, ice hockey.
What's baseball like to watch?
Amazing, man.
Better than cricket?
Yeah. Because it draws more people, well, broadly because there's more of a population in America than here. It's
not only funny on this podcast, but factual.
Yeah, it's nine innings of wonderment. I've been to watching Canada and America.
I've only ever played it on the Wii.
The what? Where they jump 10 foot to catch the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
Awful physics, that.
Yeah, but...
physics. And they've got no legs.
Yeah, yeah.
They just hover. Foul ball.
Yeah, that's a... Wow, that's a good impression.
Home run.
Yes, and I was all right, man. And what was the... You could do, like, two buttons that basically made the ball...
Yeah, the curve ball with B.
Yeah, you know, but there was one.
There was a splitter, so you got both of them.
Yeah,
and you couldn't hit it.
Shit, that. Like, don't do
it. Once my dad found that, he was like... I mean, my dad got very competitive. He was like...
Yeah, well, to be fair, on the Wii Golf, mate, I was playing off, like, Handicapper 2. I was pretty good. But then I also did go around 9 holes in centre parks in 108 shots.
A crazy golf.
It was
full on golf.
Oh, it was horrendous, mate. I teed off on like one tee and hit another tee only because it was next to me.
I had a really weird thing when I was growing up. I think you hop from one thing to another in terms of like
what you're
obsessed with. And I became obsessed with golf for like a month. And went to a golf course with my friends. We were going to play full 18. We did about 8 holes and it was getting dark.
Really?
And we were like.
It's difficult golf though, and it's one of them you can't half-ass it. You've got if you're going
to
do it, it's a proper skill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like a lot of muscle memory.
Exactly.
Involved.
Yeah. It's just not at the time.
My dad played golf quite a bit with my uncle, and they used to play when we go abroad on holiday. And they told me about the time they were playing against a guy who was a German who had a really really gorgeous girlfriend that was clearly only with him for a lot of money that he must have had because she was a lot younger than him. And, like, my dad, not very good at golf, but they used to have drinks when they go around and all the rest of it. And he kept, the German kept hitting his ball into the bunker. And my dad was like, you Germans are used to being in the bunkers, aren't you? And it's like, God, we're in the south of France, Martin. Behave.
Yeah, exactly. the literally wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah,
both
yeah.
for that event and the joke.
Yeah, yeah. I think you find D-Day was in Normandy, not on the French Riviera.
Come on.
Yeah. Where were we attacking? Saint-Tropez. obviously. Obviously they didn't.
I played golf once, and then the best part about it was when we got that board. I went down on my front and turned the club, the putter around into a snooker cue and potted the ball with...
That is... Yeah. And then I just... Fetish right there. Yeah, I actually don't enjoy potting the ball.
No, I just have to...
Turn it round. Yeah.
Turn it to...
Strip totally down to nothing but me cap.
Just...
Rub my body on the green. That's what does it for me.
I mean, I did a thing golf players do, where they pick the ball out of the hole.
And then I did the
thing where I held it up and went, looked around and went...
I went to the 2006 Golf Open in
Hoy Lake. Yeah.
I saw Tiger Woods sink the pot and then hug his dad afterwards. And I think his dad died a few months after that. That's all that, yeah.
My uncle went to the pub nearby. I think it's called the Seven Stars.
Seven Stars?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Is it the Seven Stars? The Seven something. It's in Fortenhof. About 20 minutes away from Hoy Lake. Again, very niche British reference. If you ever do... If they've got any listeners from abroad...
Is it the Wirral?
Yeah, please do. The drink with George Clooney.
How did that happen?
He's at a bar and George Clooney's there watching...
Oh, right. Open. Appreciate that, mate.
Yeah. And he was just like...
Obviously, if he had a drink, I imagine they were out, but...
Oh, no, sorry. Yeah, but yeah. George was like, what can I get you, buddy?
Espresso, what else?
Before he sold out. Yeah, I'd love that if he just went, no need, and pulled that little capsule.
Yeah.
And just went... I've gone incredibly off topic. So, yeah, being exposed to stuff like that, and then... I love football, like English football, like, I love it, but there was always a sense that I could never take part. I mean, I probably couldn't take part. I could play basketball to like an okay level, but I could never play football well. I could talk about it okay, but only a sense of like, did you see Match of the Day or yeah. like players. I could never talk about like tactics well or how do you think we're going to go on. I could never talk about like that.
Considering the fact you've done a podcast for at least 2 hours with someone on football a few months ago.
I could never like do that, like I could never ingratiate myself with like the
there's a certain point where I'm just like enough's enough.
I am so
don't care if 4-3-3 is better than
with American sport. I was like, oh, this is amazing, like there's no draws, you either win or lose. It's just...
What do you mean there's no draws?
Apart from this year in American football, they implemented it, but just during the regular season. So, like... So in ice hockey, there's 3 periods. If it's level after that, they play a period of overtime.
Right.
Which is, like, 5 minutes.
Exactly.
And then if no one... That's a golden goal.
Yeah,
and
okay,
if no
yeah.
one scores then it goes to a shootout. American football is the same principle, apart from this year, where you can tie... after overtime, if no one scored, or if someone has kicked a field, I'm going too far into that. Sorry, basketball is the same. You just play overtime until someone wins, and baseball, you just play on until there's a winner.
So that's that. Your guilty pleasures are American sports.
Yeah, I love it. I love the the history of the teams.
I feel like we should have got someone on. Like, we could have both... Like, it was a freak. You know what I mean? Like, a real... I like picking up dog shit that's not mine.
You're
like,
right.
Guilty pleasure.
I say that because there's a lot of people that are like, oh, you don't like America... Like, so the classic argument is American football, like, oh, all that padding they wear.
Right.
And I'm like...
They hit each other.
Have you seen the way they get tackled? Like, have you seen the film Concussion? Have you heard about the NFL concussion reports? People taking early retirements due to the fact they're afraid of being concussed. Read the articles, guys.
Yeah, and my one on football boots.
Yeah, and that one, yeah, please do. A lot of people are like, oh, why do you like that? And that's like...
Right, okay.
Bizarre. And I'm like, yeah, but it's...
But yeah,
I find it more entertaining sometimes than, like, I like football, but sometimes I don't want to watch Fulham v Bournemouth. I want to watch, you know,
the Seahawk Ravens.
Yeah,
is that a Van Mixter hockey team up there?
No, you've got Baltimore Ravens, Seattle Seahawks.
Two different teams.
Yeah,
but there you go.
Both ornithologically named after birds. I could.
Is it still the Redskins?
Watch the Redskins. There's a big debate.
Which
over.
Is yeah, you, it's a bit. I suppose now
they're not changing it as well.
Yeah, but you wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think there's a lot of history to that, and you know what I mean. It's
well, they did a poll, and like 60-70% of Native American people didn't mind that they were called it. Which I'm not saying is justifiable because there's still 30% of the people that don't. But the Cleveland Indians baseball team have dropped their logo, which is of a Native American.
Yeah. It was a cool logo.
But yeah, and a lot of people are like, oh, it's a bit weird that you like that.
Yeah.
Which then I'm handy on like a pub quiz. Who won the World Series in 2007? Boston Red Sox.
There you go, James. Google himself.
Exactly.
I guilty pleasures, as I say, most of the time when people say it or mention it, I think of it a bit more.
I'm sorry, yeah, this
satire,
is really...
Well,
for me, it's quite a...
Yeah, but that's fair enough.
It's not like, oh, God, I really like, you know...
But there's some people... Poppy was telling me the other day, she was watching Sting, where there's, like, a dominatrix who... it's a TV show, I can't remember what it's called. But the concept is, this dominatrix has to guess the fetish of the guest that comes on. So, what happens is, she sits down, guest walks in... And she'll kind of like look at them and kind of like get an idea and, you know, go, are you here because something you enjoy is on the lower part of the body? And they'll go, yeah. And she'll go, okay, is it, you know, are you like a bomb man? Do you like bombs? And he's like, no. And it came down to the fact he enjoyed sucking toes. And I couldn't, if I was married to someone for like 10 years and, you know, she turned to me on a Saturday night after we'd had half a bottle of Rioja and said, Harry, I'd quite like to try sucking your toes. And I don't think I'd react positively to it, if I'm honest. I don't think I would. I'd need at least another bottle of Rioja.
Yeah, and then maybe.
I don't get that type of stuff, but they had loads. No. She had loads of people on it. So there was a guy with toes. What was the other one? This was the worst one. So this dominatrix had a girl come on who she said looked quite innocent, but she was like giggling and kind of like a bit nervous about the fact she was there. And her fetish was she enjoys role play sex, but like role play being with an alien and the alien deploying like little eggs inside of her, I suppose. And Poppy then told me there is a sex toy that is essentially a dildo which can dispense like whatever these. It's like little gel beads or something. Obviously, it's totally sanitary.
Yeah.
But it just like gives off that replication and satisfaction of, I suppose, someone deploying eggs inside you. And that's what I mean. That's when I think of a guilty pleasure. I think of something it being like Jesus. Like, you know,
the research for that, did not cross my mind of like...
Yeah.
Oh, not like, but it did cross my mind to think like, oh, in that way.
Yeah, well, I suppose maybe that's where we're...
Maybe I was too focused on watching... I'm not saying that's my... I wouldn't want someone to dress up in a baseball outfit.
Take me out to the ball game.
That was amazing.
What, they sang that?
Yeah, the 7-minute stretch.
Because...
I belted it out like...
Mm?
Like proper...
Yeah?
Went
did you have your arms around someone?
My dad...
That's sweet.
Yeah.
it's not tragic.
And then
it's a guilty pleasure.
Yeah. But it's great as well. Like this, I went to Wrigley Field.
Right.
To stay, like where the Chicago Cubs played, and I went the year after they won the World Series. And they'd not won the World Series in like 112 years, I think 113 years. And that Wrigley Field's been there for like since the 1900s. And I was like, this is just an amazing experience. Like. Being like history,
yeah.
Have a hot dog, watch some baseball. It was amazing. I tried out for American football team once as well.
Yeah, who was that?
Chester Romans.
Chester over here?
Yeah, Chester
over here. That's gone from such a high bar of like...
Sorry.
America, the ball game. What was the American football game? Chester Romans.
Because I was so terrible at football, I thought, why don't I try... I was terrible at that. I was really...
American football.
I didn't have contact lenses at this point. And the guy was like, if you're going to play, you're going to have to take your glasses off. And I was like, I didn't want to go home. So I thought, okay. I mean, I just couldn't catch anything. A lot of balls hit me in the privates and the stomach.
Really?
I tried doing a little run and cutting, and the guy was like, that was fucking terrible. The only thing I was good at was, like, tackling.
Really?
Like, tackling the inflatable.
Oh, things. Not a person, just a static.
But he was like, you've got a good stance there for being, like, a linebacker. And I was like, oh, right, cool. But if I was on the team, I'd just be like the kicker or something, I imagine.
Yeah, part of the special team.
Yeah, that's what they're called, special
team. Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
I was actually making
it bigger. I was like, oh, right. And I was like, yeah.
Cheers, mate. You just compared me to a fucking supermarket biscuit earlier.
But...
No, I know they're called special team.
I can't ask you this question now, because you don't really have a guilty pleasure.
The first thing that springs to mind...
Do you like dipping chips in a McFlurry?
Oh, God, no.
You know, me neither.
Yeah. guilty pleasure. Guilty pleasure. Majority of the time, if I'm... No. Sometimes I take my clothes off if I'm on the toilet.
Okay.
So I wouldn't say it's a guilty pleasure. I must take some sort of...
item off.
Well, yeah, no, but like... sense of satisfaction in the fact I'm nude. I wouldn't do it in a public bathroom.
Well, Harry Stakini, you've entered my court. Picture the scene.
Right.
We're in a dystopian future.
Okay.
People are being under surveillance. It's like Orwell's 1984, but everybody's life's getting examined to the extreme. We know everything about, we know your hobbies.
Right.
We know how many hairs are on your head. All that palaver.
Okay, dense.
Very dense.
A big dossier.
Yes. Thick with facts. You've been brought up to the court. Will the Right Honourable Harry Stakini step forward, please? It says here, Harry, that one of your guilty pleasures is taking your clothes off.
Right, okay.
Whilst you're on the toilet. You have the opportunity to defend, but if you don't provide us with efficient...
Information
and judgment, then you will be banished and your rations will be taken away.
Right. Quick question, Your Honour.
Proceed.
I'll tell you something really funny as well. There was someone who was in court, and this guy's a neo-Nazi, and he just chose to defend himself because he didn't want a lawyer. And during the trial, bearing in mind this is in an English court, he mistakenly called the judge my Führer.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe that? my Führer, I'd like to know, where would I be banished to, if that is the case?
You'd be banished to over the wall you'd go.
Over the wall.
Into the forest. With all the other unsuccessful... Who have we got there, I hear you ask? People that like... Free of a kind.
Right. Okay.
To be fair, I did have that CD, but I'm in a position of authority. People for
over the wall. So I'm going to be going over the wall. Okay. So I've got to defend one that I would say you have to. It's just I like my legs are a proper man spread, so you know my legs aren't out in front of me. They're just like I'm just sat normally. But yeah, just you've not got the resistance of your boxer band keeping your legs slightly together like you're doing some type of exercise, so you can go slightly wider, sometimes at a 180 degree angle. I would say as well, it provides a sense of it's just free, it's freeing. It's very freeing. And I would also say, you know, you can take your time. I'm not the type of... I don't like rushing it. I don't like rushing it. So I've been known to do a lot of reading when I'm there. So I would say it's, from a personal point of view, I wouldn't force it on someone else to do it, but I would say at least try it. Give it 7 days.
Upon... I mean, the woods are very freeing as well. He tried surviving the night there.
Yeah, it's quite difficult to take your clothes off when you're scared of being chased by a bear.
Be torn to paper. The fact at the end that you said that you read implies that some information is being...
Digested,
preferably be good information. Yeah, you're good to go, mate. Carry on with your life.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Safe.
Thank you very much. Now, this is where I'd look to my attorney and go, we fucking got off lightly there. Imagine that, like, why were you thrown over the wall? I had a shit and took my clothes off.
Bloody hell. Ooh. What about you?
Yeah.
He found my...
Yeah. They found out I like to wee in the bath. That's definitely, like, not a guilty pleasure, but that would be, I think, that would be more common than you would imagine that people would just wee in the bath.
Yeah, I think so.
I farted in the bath once, and, yeah, once was enough to go, never again.
It's the effect of water, though.
Yeah, but your body smells with water.
Oh, sorry, I meant just about urine, but no, I've never... aquatically broke wind. Word.
We'll go with it. So it says here on your report, you aquatically
broke
wind in the water.
I think with a urine one though, it's the water from the shower.
Yeah, shower's fine. You wee in the shower, but yeah, just don't do the bath.
No,
I've weed in a swimming pool so many times.
Did the water go blue?
No. But my plan was usually just kind of find a corner, do the business, and then just breaststroke my way through it. Push that part of that yellow cloud around me into the face of a Dutch 7-year-old.
Trying to get his 400 metre bed.
Yeah, picking up one of them weighted things at the bottom of the pool. and yeah, that's yeah. But that's
I've learned a lot about you. It makes my displeasure seem...
I know, it sounds like I'm a proper
somewhat
nymph.
Somewhat polite, yeah.
Bearing in mind, you did have to walk past me swing when you came through the door this evening. Oh, that's nice, Eric. I'll come show you me chokey. Have you not seen Matilda?
Three quarters of it.
Yeah, there's a scene in that where it's like, Miss Trenchable, she put you in there chokey.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, it's basically a coffin with nails in it.
Oh, like an Iron Maiden.
Yeah, she looks like a trainee magician. This thing is like... And... another dead one.
open it.
Yeah.
Open it back out.
But yeah, that's kind of my guilty pleasure. I hope that was satisfactory.
Yeah, that was actually, yeah.
I like the courtroom.
Thank you. That. Well, it makes you more of a...
What's your judge name?
Judge James.
Judge James, do you want to adjourn court? Can you wrap this up? With your the most feeble...
My gavel.
Yeah.
In conclusion, we found evidence from both parties to suggest that their pleasures may not be deemed that guilty, but can somewhat be quite common that many people may do, but not too obscure to receive any form of corporal punishment, in which case the case is dismissed.
Thank you. So I stand. And I'm outside the front going, it's absolutely reprehensible.
Oh, you know, it's just great to have a... Yeah. Sorry, no.
It's instantly a scouser. Wow.
I don't know. Or, you know, no, it's just great to have a... Or...
Yeah. Fucking cow, then,
just,
mate.
Oh, don't remind me of that one. It's just great to have or Uncle Beck, you know. It's just... Sorry. Come back.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Do you know what this has been fun. If you've got any guilty pleasures, any one of our listeners, feel free to drop a comment on whatever platform you're listening to this on. Failing that, get us on Podbean. You can definitely leave a comment there, because a teacher of mine has on one of the episodes saying, I thought I was your favourite teacher. You're definitely in my top three. I replied, you're definitely in my top three. Shout out to Miss Maguire. All the best. See everyone.
See you later.
For another week. Bye.
Bye.